AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As the closing bell sounds on Wall Street, stocks are ending the day with big gains, a day after the Federal Reserve announced a long-awaited cut in interest rates. President Biden told the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., it's an important signal.
The Fed lowering interest rates isn't a declaration of victory. It's a declaration of progress. It's a signal we've entered a new phase of our economy and our recovery.
The president said trickle-down economics failed. Donald Trump is promising again trickle-down economics, and it will fail again. We are finding out more about the Titan. The submersible imploded last year near the wreck of the Titanic. All five people on board were killed. Stephen Ross, the scientific director of the company that owned the Titan, testified there was a problem just days before the implosion.
The platform had a valve malfunction, and the bow of the platform submerged, tilting the platform and the submersible to about a 45-degree angle.
Ross says people on board at the time tumbled about. No one was hurt. In Paris, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's a real problem in northern Israel.
Since October 8th, Hezbollah has been firing rockets into Israel. Israel's been firing back. The population in both northern Israel and southern Lebanon has had to flee their homes, and we all want to see them be able to go back to their homes, and that requires a secure environment.
Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, is vowing to keep up daily strikes on Israel after recent mass bombing attacks on its communication devices. At least 37 people were killed. Israel also launched attacks in southern Lebanon. Vice President Kamala Harris will sit down with Oprah Winfrey for a live stream interview in Michigan tonight. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to attend an evening event in Washington, speaking to the Israeli-American Council. This is AP News. More than 130,000 platform beds sold at major retailers are being recalled.
That's because they can collapse, posing fall and injury risks. Utah-based importer CVB Incorporated is recalling the Lucid-branded platform beds with an upholstered square tufted headboard. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and Health Canada, the beds can sag, break, or collapse during use. To date, there have been 245 incidents of this occurring in the United States, causing 18 injuries. Owners of the platform beds under recall are urged to stop using them immediately and contact Lucid for a free replacement frame. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Denmark's 84-year-old Queen Margrethe, who stunned the country when she abdicated earlier this year, has been admitted to a hospital after falling in her home. She was reportedly not seriously hurt. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.